This is Amy Wagoner from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan history moment. Some people called them grave robbers or ghouls, others body snatchers. Still others referred to them as resurrectionists because they brought bodies up from their graves. They plied their trade in cemeteries, unearthing the dead and hauling the bodies away. Why? Because medical schools needed cadavers, and that was the only way to get them. Advances in medicine and quirks in the law helped drive the demand for illicitly obtained bodies. The number of medical schools in the United States grew throughout the 19th century. The discovery of anesthesia in the 1840s made surgery possible, and the mass number of battlefield casualties during the Civil War exposed the woeful lack of surgical training. At the University of Michigan's medical department, students needed cadavers to dissect. For many years, body snatching was legal because the law held that a body had no legal rights. Laws changed to make the practice illegal, but that applied only to stealing the bodies, not to possessing them. In 1857, resurrectionists in Ann Arbor raided a cemetery and sold the bodies to UM Medical School. The sheriff tracked them down and retrieved them, but the law held the students blameless. After all, they had merely taken possession of the bodies and had played no part in digging them up. The practice was lucrative. Medical students would pay between $8 and $12 for a body, roughly a week's wages for a workman. And while laws eventually made stealing a body illegal, it was only a misdemeanor. Taking clothing or jewelry was a felony, so resurrectionists would strip the corpse bare and return everything to the grave. If arrested, the charges would be minimal. Many bodies that made their way to medical schools were those of indigents or deceased criminals. In some cases, however, the resurrectionists unearthed and sold the bodies of everyday citizens. Families of the deceased were naturally outraged. People sometimes hired guards to watch over the gravesite for a few days after the burial. Inventors devised and sold coffin bombs that would explode, killing or injuring grave robbers. Over the years, Michigan and other states passed anatomy acts that legitimized the donation of bodies to medical schools. Snatching bodies for study became unnecessary, and the ghoulish practice came to an end. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.